Texte numéro 94. We need more female engineers. If British industry is to recover, action is needed to convince more girls to study science and take up engineering jobs and apprenticeships. A woman stands at the side of the road looking mournfully at a flat tyre. Do you pull over and help her change it? If it was a man, would you do the same? Jessica Taylor is the only female technician out of 180 at her company, and she's got used to men offering to carry heavy parts. Back at school, every time she used a drill in woodwork class, she would hear the usual, "Won't you let one of the boys do that?" comments. Jessica has always loved taking things apart and seeing how they work. At primary school, this did not make her stand out particularly, but by secondary school, it did. That is where she started being the only girl. Now she is the one woman of 40 students in her mechatronic engineering class at college. For more than 25 years, only a fifth of students taking physics to A-level have been girls, despite equal success between the sexes in GCSE physics and science, according to the Institute of Physics. That pattern of dwindling numbers continues as girls move into the workplace. Women made up just 4% of apprenticeship starts in engineering, but more than 90% for hairdressing in 2011 to 2012. The UK has the lowest proportion of female engineers in the European Union, at less than 10%. There are too few women engineers in the UK, and there are too few engineers altogether. So, the workforce misses out due to stereotyping, and women themselves miss out too. Engineering has long paid higher than average salaries, and pay in the sector is on the rise. The average advertised salary for engineering jobs is up 5% over the past year to £36,391. If doors to the rising number of engineering jobs are to be opened to more girls, action is needed from four sides: business, the current workforce of female engineers, parents, and the education system. But for all the work by businesses and charities, too often girls' horizons are narrowed early on. Parents and schools are key to changing this. Apprentices like Jessica are the ones who resisted the "that's not for you" attitude of so many adults around them. But it shouldn't just be the defiant girls who make it. Both young girls and boys will be making sandcastles on sweltering beaches this weekend. Parents and schools need to ask how they can keep them all interested in designing, building, and fixing. Our neighbouring countries, where engineering is held in higher esteem, are way ahead on this. Adapted from The Observer, July 2014.